We're going to move to item 20 with a license sales update from Director Kirschman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. I'm going to ask you to turn to number 20 in your commission book. It's our standard commission meeting license sales update. Not going to spend too much time on it this morning. Not a lot of change over the last month. I would give you an overall statement that, again, license sales are going very well when we consider hunting, fishing licenses. I will point out just a couple of things on a few of the pages that you have in front of you. Again, the standard report that we offer to you, so I think it's fairly straightforward, and you can look at some specific items that you may have interest in. But the first one that I'm going to ask you to turn to is the habitat stamp page there. Again, you can see the continued increases that are happening there. That is a direct result of more licenses being sold this year than last year to this point in time of our license year. And that's both from the resident, non-resident side. Again, as we've talked about in the past few months, we had strong pheasant hunting license sales towards the end of the season. Fishing license sales have gone very, very well this year, as well as our combination licenses. So those things are a direct result of our overall license sales that are happening. If you go to the page of the small game license sales, again, not a lot has changed over the last month, primarily due to the fact that this is not the time of the year where a lot of activity happens in the acquisition and purchase of the small game hunting licenses, whether we're talking residents, non-residents, the private shooting preserve licenses. Again, a few changes from last month, but when you do look at them, we're still ahead of last year. And again, this will be something, just like Alex was alluding to, as we get through the summer months, we will see more activity on the small game license sales as we get towards that August and obviously that September time frame when a lot of our small game hunting seasons begin. The next page, fishing licenses. We have been talking, pointing this one out the last couple of months. While sales have probably slowed just a little bit or tempered, I would still offer to you that they are still very strong. When you look at license sales from 2025 and compared to 2024 or the three-year average, you can it's pretty obvious to see that sales are still going very well. And you look at just resident license sales alone and compared to our three-year average, we're, you know, almost 5,000 more licenses sold to date. And so it's always nice to compare to the prior year, but it's certainly important to look at what are those trends over time, and that really is indicative of what's happening out there, the number of people participating. And again, when you look at those, license sales remain very strong in the fishing world. And then the last page has some big game license information, not only some licenses sold to date, but the bottom section there of the spreadsheet, if I may, is the first draw applications submitted for our various elk hunting seasons. While I'm not going to point out all the individual numbers, I'm just going to offer up a general observation. If you would, take a look at the column that's 2025, which would be the gray column, and then the column right to the left of that, the three-year average. And again, just indicative of how important elk hunting is to our South Dakota hunters, how much interest exists for elk hunting out there. Every one of those elk hunting seasons, in particular bighorn sheep and as well as Custer bighorn sheep, we see an increased number from 2025, in particular from the three-year average, and that also holds true for some of the 2024. But again, my point to you is these particular big game seasons are very popular. Our folks are very interested in this, and we continue to see a high level of interest in applications being submitted. So our application period and our draws went extremely well, very smooth for the elk hunting seasons. Not a single report of anybody upset or discouraged that they didn't draw their elk tag. I say that facetiously. We always get calls and questions about it, and it's this time of the year when the elk applications go out the draws, we expect those calls and we have good conversations with folks. And again, it just emphasizes how high of an interest level exists with our sportsmen and women out there to go elk hunting. And the reason they want to go is because we would contend we have some of the best, if not the best, elk hunting in the country. very, very difficult to beat what we have available to our sportsmen and women for elk hunting. When you go out rifle hunting and you have a hunt success in units that are above 80% or 85% and you have high quality bulls in there, you can't find that anywhere else. And so we understand why our sportsmen and women are so engaged with this conversation and want to see those opportunities. If you recall, a couple months ago when you finalized elk licenses for this year and based on where our elk population is in the Black Hills, we are certainly obviously more offering more cow tags, but we did up the number of bull tags as well and a high level of interest there. So we're excited for the folks to go elk hunting this year because we fully anticipate just one heck of a season out there and look forward to see the results of that. So Madam Chair, that's a quick rundown of license sales for this month. I will try to answer any questions that you have, and then I want to provide one more quick update to you that would be relevant to revenue for the agency as well.
Very good. Any questions for Director Kirschman on the license sales? Seeing none, no.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. And I just want to provide one more update to you. We've had conversations over the past couple of years, and you gave us the approval to surplus some game production area properties. We did this about 4 years ago. We had about five or six properties up in northeast South Dakota that we did surplus. We removed, sold at public auction. We determined that they were no longer meeting or did not meet our overall objectives as a game production area. So you may recall the conversations we had with you. Our staff provided some details of the lots that we have at Lake Falkton, and then there was two parcels just outside of Redfield as well, and right outside of Redfield as well. Tomorrow, Saturday, beginning at 1 o'clock, that auction will take place. We are working with Exit Realty Connection out of Watertown. It's the same realty company that helped us and carried out that auction of those surplus properties a couple of years ago. They have that information out there. So that auction will take place tomorrow for those 19 parcels in Lake Falkton and then those two parcels there outside of Redfield. That will begin at 1 o'clock at the Country Club is where the physical location of the auction will take place. But important to understand that people that are interested can bid on those both in person and online, and that's how they carried out that process last time, which makes it really well for somebody that can't be there in person. That will again take place tomorrow. So again, one important key point to all of this, there is a minimum bid on it. It had to be the appraised value of there, and that information's out there, and then it's going to be up to the individuals interested in those parcels to submit what type of bid they want to submit on those properties. So Ryan Wendinger, our Habitat Program Administrator, who typically talks to you about land acquisitions and donation stuff, he will be there in person as well with the realty company that will be taking and handling the auction itself. And we're very hopeful that things go very well, and certainly seems to be a high level of interest out there. So once it's completed, Ryan will come back and give you folks an overall update and summary of how that auction went and the surplusing of those properties. So I just wanted you to be aware of that again. Again, that happens tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and the physical location of the auction is the Lakeside Country Club there at Lake Falkton itself. Thank you, Madam Chair, for the opportunity to give you that update as well.
Absolutely. Any additional questions from the Commission? Seeing none, we appreciate the information.
Thank you,
Director Kirschman. With that-